Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I made my son listen to that album a few times while we were all camping together.
He's like, Dad.
What's a cardigan? This question.
What is this?
That's two guys out camping music for sure. Listen, son, we're going to put some Taylor Swift on and bond.
We're going to be like fairies in the sunflower fields.
He's gotten into old school hip hop, though.
Okay, Barrett.
Yeah, he has an old iPod of mine. He said to me the other day, he's like, hey, I want to update my iPod. I'm getting a little worn out with the Ed Sheeran Collaborations album. And I was like, I get it.
Put some miles on that thing.
Oh, it's been a year. He knows every word and every song on there. I was like, already, what do you want? I said, I'm gonna get like two or three albums. I'm going to pick like an old school rock album that you should listen to. And what else you want? He's like, how about some old school hip hop? I was like, that is my guy right there. I like that.
I was going to ask what old school hip hop is to a 9-year-old.
Drake.
It's like the Black Eyed Peas.
Drake's first album. Black Eyed Peas.
You ever heard of this Will.i.am? He was pretty good back in the day.
Fergie Ferg, you've been loving long time.
He loves that, The Woo, the new song with, is that 50 Cent?
And, no idea.
You haven't heard The Woo?
No.
Oh, Annie, go check out that song.
The Woo?
The Woo.
No, no, no.
Yeah. I think it's Juice WRLD and 50 Cent, maybe?
I don't know. I'll have to go listen.
Is it Poppy Smoke or something?
Oh,
Papa Smoke?
Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke, him?
R.I.P.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Kennedy is actually off on vacation. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
All right, so a brother and sister in Texas, they opened up a lemonade stand, and they used the profits to buy snacks for doctors and nurses in their hometown. They ended up with about $400 plus some donations from Venmo after their mom talked them up on Facebook. And I don't know if you saw one of the big companies that sells and makes lemonade.
Yeah.
Did the littlest
bailout
mm-hmm. and they were allowing kids to apply for like $100 for their lemonade stand or something right. like that, which I thought was really cool.
Lemonade stands are a great markup. You get a little ass cup for like 25 cents.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
And you just pour some concentrate in there, you make bank.
Yep.
Your odds of catching the virus on a plane might be lower than you think. There's a professor at MIT, ran some numbers. On a 2-hour flight, he says you have a 1 in 4,300 chance of getting sick. And if the middle seat is empty, that almost doubles to about 1 in 7,700. You ready to get on the airplane yet? Yeah.
It's like 1 in 5 if you're flying Spirit, though.
5-year-old boy in El Paso has been putting together COVID-19 care packages for essential workers who live in his neighborhood. His mom helps put them together with things like hand sanitizer and Lysol. Then he delivers them on his power wheel.
That's amazing.
Power wheel.
A couple in Savannah, Georgia, they've been married for 79 years, both celebrated their 100th birthday. They were born 4 days apart in 1920. They have lived in the same house since 1958. His birthday was Friday. Hers is today. So over the weekend, the whole neighborhood came out for a drive-by birthday party. I'm just going to tell you, if you have somebody with a birthday party coming up soon, my wife put that together for me, a drive-by birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been so surprised and happy. I mean, the video, I watched it night before last, and I look like an 8-year-old out there.
You're like, yeah.
I was like...
Hi, guys.
Hi. Oh, I know them. That's my friend.
I know that guy. That's my...
Oh.
We play basketball sometimes.
Foot Locker has surprisingly had a good second quarter. You know, a lot of companies, including ours, have been releasing their, you know...
Oof.
Yeah, it's not been good for the stock market, you know, because, you know, just revenue is down so much. But Foot Locker had a surprisingly good second quarter, up almost 20% in sales. And they think It's from people spending their stimulus checks on new shoes.
Yes.
That's exactly where those stimulus checks were going.
100% new Jordans.
People are flying way less now, but when they do fly, apparently they're packing. But we got to give some kudos to the TSA screeners. They have found guns in people's carry-ons at three times the rate of last year.
Wow.
So, what?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. Do you know why?
I mean, my first instinct was because there's so many less people flying, they can take more time to look at the bag.
That is exactly what it is. When you have so many people and people are being, you know, belligerent, you're just trying to get them through. And
some lady won't take her shoes off to go through the metal detector.
Right. And now that the TSA is allowed to do their job, they're finding a lot more guns. And this one's interesting. A circus in Germany has been surviving the pandemic financially by selling lion and tiger poop.
Huh.
People want this stuff because it helps keep other animals away from their gardens.
Oh.
Well, there's worse reasons to want it. I'll take that.
That's pretty smart.
I was thinking fertilizer or something.
Ugh.
What do we got for some funny audio here, Producer Dan?
Yes, this should brighten your morning. It's a dad and his little daughter having a debate on who that other lady in the house is.
Is that my wife?
No.
Who is she?
Mommy.
But she's my wife.
No.
Huh. She's my wife.
No.
No? She's not my wife?
I'm not your wife.
Yes, she is.
No, she isn't.
She is my wife.
No, she is.
She is. Yeah, she is my wife.
This is my mommy.
Oh.
She's like, I see that lady every day. I'm pretty sure that's mom.
She's like, I know it's mommy. What are you talking about?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy is actually off on vacation this week. I have my wife standing by, Lana, on the hotline. She ended up in tears at the dinner table last night, and I wanted to talk to her about what happened. Good morning, babe.
Morning.
How you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
So Annie's here, producer Dan is here, and something about our family is we eat dinner together every night, and we pretty much sit at the table every night.
It's a good tradition to have.
I never did it growing up.
Yeah, my family doesn't really do it either.
And I got to tell you, I love it because
my
really is.
Family does.
And for the most part, we turn the TV off unless Celtics games are on. Then I got to, you know, have it going in the back.
Got to watch Jaylen Brown hit a J. That just is what it is.
And so we have an old iPad, like an iPad 2. Crack screen, everything.
Amazing.
And my wife has a great idea because of what's going on with social distancing and school's going to be starting back. And Barrett hasn't been able to keep in contact with his friends as much as we would like him to. So she says, why don't we take the old iPad, set him up with his own little account, and he can FaceTime. So do you want to tell everyone what happened last night while we were sitting at the table, at the dinner table?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not an advocate for like a 9-year-old having a phone, but... he is doing a book club with his best friend, Addie. And I thought, well, they're going to like talk once a week and I don't really want to keep receiving messages from Addie on my phone when they're sending memes back and forth.
What are 9-year-old memes?
They're what you would think 9-year-old memes are, you know, like bananas and, minions.
A lot of minions.
And so we set him up, and it took Carson an hour to get it set up. And it, at about the time we sat down, it was ready to go. And I had like tried to say, oh, test it out. And she called, and he was like a moth to a flame. Boom, he was gone. I gotta go. Addie's calling. And I was like, so I got a little misty. I didn't cry. So
stop.
You were ugly crying over your mashed potatoes.
There were some sobs.
You kind of. So the FaceTime rings. He gets all excited. We have sat down for dinner, have taken a couple of bites, you know, said the prayer, everything. We are now deep into dinner.
Sure.
And he sees it. He gets up. He goes and he looks at me and Lana. Like he's like, you know, can I take this call? We're like, go ahead. And as he goes to start talking, he looks at us and he's like, well, I don't want to be around you guys. And he starts whispering quietly to this girl, Addie, and starts going up the stairs and goes up into his bedroom and closes the door.
Oh.
So, right in the middle of dinner.
The natural question would be, does he have a thing for the girl up the street? A little crush? A little boyhood crush?
I would think that it maybe is evolving.
He left tire marks at the dinner table. There's got to be a reason.
So he walks up the stairs, and then Lana's like, she pours her face into her hands, and she's just like...
It's happening, Lana.
It was that moment. Yeah. Yes, it was like, this is like, okay, we're seeing the shift. And it was just sad. And then I proceeded to look at all the pictures of him when he was like 2, 3, and
oh,
four.
She
Lana.
Spent the next 2 hours. Look at Parrot in this picture.
Why
look
are
at
you
Parrot
putting
in this
salt
picture.
In the wound?
Oh, wow. All up in your feelings.
It was really my mother and my sister putting salt in the wound. They were sending me the pictures.
Oh. You're just not the only woman in his life anymore.
Lynn, our little boy is growing up.
Why?
Well,
I can't. I thought it was a book club.
Yeah, that's what they, you know how you and your girlfriend say book club, a.k.a. you all go drink 3 bottles of wine each? This is Barrett's book club.
He's going to be 10 this year, babe.
Yeah, we think they're talking about Captain Underpants all day.
Well, we wanted to cheer you up and let you know that there is a change happening in your life.
Is your child growing up? Is he suddenly more interested in flirting with the girl down the street on FaceTime than snuggling up next to you, Mama Bear? Well, screw that kid. Welcome to the next phase of your life. You can get a puppy to fill that gaping void of someone needing you. Or perhaps learn a new hobby. Janice is always bragging about her glutes since doing Zumba. And hey, day drinking has never been more viable. As William Wallace once shouted, freedom! Now go ahead and enjoy your newfound life. He'll need you again when he comes home from college with 37 bags of laundry. As a disclaimer, if none of this works, you can always have another baby. Carson.
Simple solutions. Well, one of the three of those, I probably already do. The baby thing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
My thoughts on the game was there wasn't enough fan involvement in the game. We needed to get involved. I didn't see anybody standing up to get behind the team is what happened.
We
were in it until the last 10 minutes, 8 minutes of the game.
What happened when you saw that goal with about a minute left?
A minute left, I said, let's get it. We got time. We got this. A minute of hockey, we got plenty of time. Let's get it. We got this. Game 7. Let's go.
Spoiler alert, we lost game 7 last year.
Yeah.
I was at game 6. That was brutal. That was brutal. That seemed like it was 7 years ago to me. Does not feel like it was just last year. So we are back into the playoffs, and it starts tonight. The Bruins and the Carolina Hurricanes. It's at 8 p.m. on NBC Sports Boston. And then another game on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. And then Saturday, we've got a 12 o'clock game. And then game 4 will be at 8 p.m. on Monday. And we beat these same Carolina Hurricanes last year in the playoffs. So that's good. Although going into this, we did not win any of our, what, was it 8 games we played?
Four games.
Well, no, we looked real bad.
Yeah. So everybody's saying, well, we're just old. It takes, and I'm like that. It takes a little while to get warmed up, to get the motor.
Playoffs are a different steak. You know what I mean? You rise to the occasion, I think.
You're out of time to get warmed up is the issue.
My thoughts on the game was there wasn't enough fan involvement in the game. We needed to get involved. I didn't see anybody standing up to get behind the team is what happened.
That's
we were in it until the last 10 minutes, 8 minutes of the game.
What happened
when you saw that goal with about a minute left?
A minute left, I said, let's get it. We got time. We got this. A minute of hockey. We got plenty of time. Let's get it. We got this. Game 7.
Let's go.
If that guy's not on the digital screen for that game tonight, I don't know what is going on with this world.
We need Tuukka, Bergy, Mashi, Chara, Rask. Let's go.
Yes.
I miss drunk guys at the Garden drinking $12 Sam Adams and yelling.
It's Carson and Kennedy. Kennedy off on vacation this week. Let's get to the dirt.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy. With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, guys, Harry Styles has done it. He's landed his first ever Hot 100 number one song. It's like strawberries. Oh, an acoustic.
Got a little acoustic for
Let's
you.
Let's go.
That surprised you.
Oh, that just gave me the butterfly. The singer's latest single, Watermelon Sugar, tops the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart. Harry is now the second One Direction member to have a solo number one. Zayn was the first with Pillow Talk back in 2016. I forgot about that song. And Harry Styles fans on Twitter are always wild and out. But when this went number one, when the news broke, just all of the tweets, I just went and searched hashtag Harry Styles right. and some of them. So a bunch of them were pulling the clip from his X Factor audition. He's 16 years old and he's like, "Hi, I'm Harry. I'm 16. I work at a bakery." And now he's has a number one song. Can you believe it?
Album of the year. Fine Line from Harry Styles is truly such a fantastic pop album.
I saw something else really interesting. So One Direction joins the Beatles, the Black Eyed Peas, Destiny's Child, and the Fugees as the only groups in history to have multiple members hit number one as solo artists.
Wow, that's cool.
Which I think is right. a really, really cool thing.
It's just, when the album came out, I had heard some good things about it, so I went and downloaded it and listened to it.
Sure.
And when I hit this song, I can remember coming in and saying to you, "That Watermelon Sugar song, Annie. You were right. That's the one.
So good.
That's the one."
Annie, I don't get it. What's he singing about? He likes watermelons?
Really? Have you seen the video?
Go watch the video. It's a beautiful time with some beautiful people.
It's like, have you seen
this? Just explain it to me, Annie.
The WAP video? Have you seen that one? The WAP video?
Very, very similar.
It's a similar concept, just a different vision.
Ah.
So if you haven't watched the video, maybe go watch that today.
Using them, their metaphors.
Yes.
I would maybe eat some mushrooms before you watch the video. That might help.
Oh, that sounds like a good time.
I bet
too.
Harry Styles loves mushrooms.
Harry Styles is a beautiful person.
Oh, he said he wrote this album and he was
on psychedelics.
Yeah.
Casey Musgraves wrote Golden Hour on psychedelics.
So there you go. You drink red wine for Folklore and you eat mushrooms for Harry Styles.
Bingo.
Album.
You love to see it.
You got to have a pairing.
We haven't heard from Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli, I feel like, in a little bit, but let's dive into what they're doing. They are downsizing. I don't know if you can believe it or not. They purchased a small new bungalow after selling their multi-million dollar Bel Air mansion earlier this year. And by small bungalow, I mean that $9.5 million residence in Hidden Hills, California.
Oh,
yesterday.
They're slumming it. They moved to
slumming
the other side of the tracks.
It.
World's smallest violin.
While for most a $9.5 million mansion, will not be seen as a downsize, it's a significantly lower price tag than their last property in Bel Air, which ended up selling for $18.75 million.
Wow.
I'm just, how are you going to buy another mansion in the middle of a scandal?
Well, they got kicked out of the Bel Air Country Club, so they just figured, why be in Bel Air?
Okay, we'll just move to the other side. They are, their sentencing is set for August 21st, which hopefully we'll get it on the 21st, because I need to know what's going to happen to these people.
Gosh, that's tough, man. That's tough to be out to downsize to a $9.5 million house.
I know.
In
probably
Hidden
don't even have horse stables.
Oh, they have like a chilled wine cellar.
Yeah.
There's a gym.
Probably the movie theater room only has like 8 chairs.
Yeah. Oh, 8!
There's not even
heated?
A butler for the West Wing.
No, you don't say.
It's only got a 6-car garage instead of the 12-car garage of the old house.
The horror.
There's just no grotto in the outside pool.
I mean, this is Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, but there are good people in that. These people are not good people. Carson, I have a royal update for you.
Oh, my gosh. Kennedy's not here, and I'm still getting a royal update. You guys love me.
I decided to be nice to you. So since settling down in L.A., Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have been making more virtual appearances, and I know, Carson, you're here for every single interview that they do. So Harry Styles sat down with the Color of Change Initiative. It's an online organization that creates campaigns for racial justice. And he said it will take every single person on the planet to end racism. Here's a little bit of that interview.
There's so much that has happened for so long that once those problems exist, charity is crucial in so many areas. But it can't fix the problem. The problems already exist by that point. The problems are already too big. And as I've said to you before, you know, it's basically like bringing a bucket of water to a forest fire. Mm.
So more in the interview, he's talking to U.S. civil rights leader Rashad Robinson, part of this Color of Change initiative. And Harry gives kudos to young people for acting rather than just saying when it comes to discrimination. I think that's a huge thing we're seeing with the younger generation.
No, you can talk about it or you can do it.
Exactly.
Right?
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Ugh. Do you watch Yellowstone?
No.
Oh,
my parents do.
Oh, The most recent episode is all about this young woman who's Native American, and she does something.
Yeah.
She doesn't just sit idly by, and it's tough to watch, but she gets so much credit from the elders in the Native American community. Like, you know, you can talk about being a change, or
right.
you can be the change. Mm. Yeah. Good for you, Prince Harry.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Springfield School District laid out a dress code for students who are doing remote learning. There's one specific rule that has made some parents upset. WCIA3's Jennifer Jensen has more on this.
The Springfield School District handbook says that kids can't wear pajamas while doing online classes from home. But some parents are angry, saying that the district shouldn't be telling them what they can't do in their own homes.
I made the decision for my kids to be at home, and it's my house. I don't really see how any district can come in and say, well, my kid can't wear in my house. I don't feel like they have any right to say what happens in my house. I think they have enough to worry about as opposed to what the kids are wearing. They need to make sure they're getting educated.
Get them.
Okay, so this is in Springfield, Illinois, and they are saying, the school district, that when students show up for virtual learning, they are not allowed to be in their pajamas, and I applaud them for doing this. I believe, as a parent, it is very important to have structure for your kids. They have to understand that they're going to get up every morning. They need to have a place where they work every day. They get mm-hmm. used to virtual learning. It's so difficult for these kids. They've got to get into that mentality that even though we're not stepping into the classroom, that we're still going to do work today. We're going to get up. We're going to get dressed. Now, I'm not saying maybe you get dressed as nice as you normally would. My kid wears a uniform to school, right? So he's not going to wear his uniform virtually learning.
Mm-hmm.
But we made him get out of his pajamas. Like, go take your shower. Go brush your teeth. Have your breakfast, you know, kind of get dressed for the day. And I think it puts them in that mentality.
I feel like, I hate to use the terminology that's been overused, but in these unprecedented times, I know it sucks, where these kids can't see their friends, they can't go to class regularly, they can't play sports.
Yep.
They're stuck in the house. If they're more comfortable sitting on their couch in sweatpants while they're doing their Zoom Spanish class, what's the big deal? And I agree with that lady who says, don't tell me how to dress my kid in my house.
All right, 617-931-1234 if you want to call or text in. What do you think about the school board telling you how your kids should dress when they're at home virtually learning? Prove me wrong that it's wrong.
You know, you must have friends who go to their Zoom meetings at work with basketball shorts on and a polo on
those,
top.
Those are adults. These are not kids.
So it's do as I say, not as I do?
All right.
What? So it's better for an adult to do it?
No, an adult can make that choice. A kid is learning. They crave discipline. They crave being instructed on what is the right thing to do. And the right thing to do is just get up and get out your Celtics pajamas, Barrett. You got school today, son.
This is coming from a personal place.
You're going to learn today, as my wife likes to say.
Annie, what's your take on this?
Well, I just think that, like you were saying, I think that the parents are already having such a difficult time. I know Carson and Lana both are just trying to make this as seamless as possible for Barrett. Online learning is already so hard. And I think that if the smallest problem is how the kids are dressing,
mm-hmm.
that you should just let it go.
Shannon is from Southie. Shannon, what do you think about the school board telling the kids how they are dressing when they're at home virtually learning?
No, I think it's up to the parents if they're at home.
Thank you.
But don't you think, and I see this with my son, like if he's not in a regular routine, he doesn't get motivated to do the stuff. Like if he's in pajamas, laying around the house, not getting a shower, not eating his breakfast, like not doing all the stuff he normally does when he goes to school, then he's not taking it seriously every morning.
Yeah, I totally agree. And so then that should be up to you as the parent how to dress him.
But parents can't be trusted.
Yes, but you're putting all that responsibility on a teacher.
The teacher's job should be to educate the child, not to dress the child.
Oh, what?
And frankly, these kids with COVID right now have so little control of their life that they should at least be able to pick what pants they wear. I don't think SpongeBob pajamas are going to ruin your Spanish class.
Mm. All right, let me grab, let's see. I have Wendy is there from Norfolk. Are you there, Wendy?
I'm here.
All right. What do you think? Who's it up to? Is it up to the parents or is it up to the school board how they dress?
I think it's up to the school board because I think it's important for structure. I think you have to teach them they need to get up. Like you said,
hear
get
that,
dressed,
Dan?
Brush your teeth, and you know, I think when you're in your sweatpants, you seem to slouch, you seem to be a little more lazy.
Hear that, Dan?
That's all opinion-based and not fact-based.
Absolutely. I just think that the school board's right. I don't know.
Thank you.
I do.
Thank you for calling in. Hear that, Dan?
You got one, fine.
Would you text Wendy and say, please call
her? We got one text that says, I agree with Carson and Dan. What? That's not how this works. Vida, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. What do you think? Is the school board overstepping their boundary by telling your kids how to dress when they're learning at home?
So I feel like they do definitely need structure. I'm a speech and language pathologist working in schools. And, I mean, I've had kids show up without shirts on. They're sitting in bed in their comforters.
What? Nice
one-on-one. Or,
yeah. No shirts on?
No shirt on. And this is a third grader. And I'm just like, I just kind of let it go because it's like, okay, well, this stinks for everyone.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
If this is going to get you to do your work, I'm going to accept it. And these are kids, you know, on IEPs. However, I feel like it is important for kids to have structure, you know, and it's like, this is going to be probably the rest of the school year. So, you know, put some pants on and at least a shirt, you know, and
here's what I'm going to give you.
Get trousers on. Get to school.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Producer Dan, this is what I'm going to give you guys. I'm going to give you something because that's what dads do. We're gonna meet in the middle.
Okay, what's that?
We're gonna have Fun Fridays. And on Fun Fridays, you come to virtual school in your pajama pants or your crazy hat or no shirt.
I don't accept your compromise. That's like when a company works you 60 hours a week and you ask for benefits and they're like, nah, but here's a pizza party.
Hey, here's yoga.
Don't tread on me, big brother. It's my house.
I don't know who this is on.
That's
on,
Renee from Haverhill.
On line one, is that right? Renee, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, I am.
And what do you think?
I say that I'm not going to make my senior get dressed out of their pajamas when I'm in my pajamas working right beside them.
Okay,
exactly.
Seniors, there's the senior rule. Senioritis
what?
Rules
making,
in effect.
No, you're
that's okay.
Too many
you're
rules.
Just moving all these goalposts.
Well, that's okay. Senioritis, I get that. Seniors can wear whatever the heck they want. I'm talking about a 9-year-old. I'm
if
talking
it's
about
good for the goose, it's good for the gander.
No.
Carson, when you were working from home at Atlanta's office, there is no way you got up and got dressed every morning.
I took, listen, the first couple of days I did wear my pajama pants or whatever.
Yeah.
But then after a couple of days, I realized, like, I'm coming to work. I should take my shower, at least put on a t-shirt and some shorts and act like I'm an adult. So 9-year-olds act
but
like
this
an adult.
Adult is in their pajamas,
and Renee's working just fine. She's doing just fine.
Seniors rule. I'm making a senior rule. That's fine. That's okay.
That just makes different rules. Oh, God.
Stand for liberty and the ability to wear your sweatpants on a Zoom call.
From the 617, virtual schools are not going to last forever. I think it's important to develop a routine so that when they go back to school, it won't be as much as a chain for the kids. I feel bad for all the kids and the parents these days. Teacher here, unless there's a rule for this at school, they cannot make one for at home. Yes, dress appropriately, but the district cannot dictate the outfits. Yeah.
We're not in regular time, so why are you trying to inflict regular rules?
Mm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Just want to let you know, we started doing something new probably 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, it feels like it.
It's called the Unfiltered After Show. So we will all sit down for about 20 minutes and do a second show. We each bring a topic. Nobody else knows what anybody else is going to bring to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we each talk about it, and we do about 20 minutes. And that goes up at 10 o'clock every morning right as we finish the live show. And I'm so grateful for the people that are listening to it. It really has blown me away. Like the first couple of days, we had like 50 or 60 people that were listening to it every day.
And I was surprised at even that.
I was too, because I was like,
you guys want to listen to more of us?
You want another? And I was like, well, let's just try it and see what happens. And so I was talking to Eric, who is our digital, you know, he's like the big boss as far as everything digital. And he's like, now there's like 250 people listening every day. It's become one of the most popular pieces of audio that we're posting every day. And he says, and it just keeps growing. So thank you so much.
Yes.
If you're listening to that, subscribe. Again, it's called The Unfiltered After Show. Just search for Carson and Kennedy anywhere you listen to a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it through our radio.com app, which is a free app. You can get it through iTunes. Just search for Carson and Kennedy. It goes up every day. And it's nothing that has happened on the air, or we dive deeper into stuff
mm-hmm.
that happened on the air where we didn't have time to get into
it. It's uncensored, too. So
that,
I will be doing a live Shakespearean reading of Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion's WAP today.
I thought I was doing it. What was yesterday's Unfiltered After Show podcast? We talked about...
cologne.
We talked about... My son is mixing his colognes.
Which one of us could run for office?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And stupid ways you've hurt yourself.
Oh, stupid injuries.
Yep.
Stupid injuries.
After Simon Cowell.
All right, so go look for that, the Unfiltered After Show, the Carson Kennedy podcast. Let's get to the dirty with Annie.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Looks like we've got a new baby in Hollywood. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are parents. Katherine gave birth to a baby girl. They named her Lila Maria Schwarzenegger Pratt. Which is quite the name.
Lila Maria?
Lila Maria Schwarzenegger Pratt.
How about that for like a... We didn't get anything. We didn't get like backslash parentheses.
No.
Anything like that?
That's her full name.
There's so many syllables.
Lila Maria Schwarzenegger Pratt.
Rolls off the tongue.
I like Lila Maria though. Mm-hmm. So that's a really beautiful name. So this is Catherine's first child, Pratt's second. He has a 7-year-old with ex-wife Anna Faris. This makes Arnold Schwarzenegger and his ex-wife Maria Shriver first-time grandparents.
Oh.
If you haven't seen the photo of the baby girl, just her little baby hands.
They should
so
have done
beautiful.
Like a mashup of their last names instead of like, you know, the two. Like
how though with that last
Schwartz
name?
Schwartz and Pratt.
Schwartz and Pratt.
I like that.
I don't. It's too much.
That sounds like something like a food you would get at a fair in Germany.
Schwartz and Pratt.
Oh, it's so tasty, the Schwartz and Pat with a good beer.
So congrats to that. They're a beautiful couple and their beautiful baby new girl.
Imagine having your grandfather be the Terminator.
No. Imagine him holding a baby. I just feel like
I'm sure he's gentle.
I feel like his hands are like catcher's mitts.
Are you kidding? He is like grandpa level 1,000. Have you seen all those adorable animals he keeps around
the
house?
Like goats
he'd be
and
the
stuff,
coolest grandfather ever.
Yeah.
A giant bodybuilder with an Austrian accent.
Yeah.
Who was the
Lila.
Governor of California.
Yeah. I'll be back to change your diaper soon.
And it looks like
come with me if you want to play.
It's not a tumor.
Looks like we're going back to Bayside High. The trailer for the Saved by the Bell reboot just dropped and, of course, features Mario Lopez and Elizabeth Berkley, who played A.C. Slater and Jesse Spano in the original show. And the trailer gives a nod to the infamous caffeine pill episode. Here's what that sounded like.
Remember all the dances we had in this gym? Ever wish you could go back?
Sure do.
When a Bayside is gonna come? Remember all the dances we had in this gym?
Oh, sorry.
Duh, it's an honor to teach me. These Bayside kids weren't exactly raised to have a killer instinct.
I have a Kardashian coming at lunch.
Who, Rob?
Shut up. He's still in their family. I'm so excited. I have way too much on my plate.
There's a way to increase productivity.
Are those caffeine pills? At first, they're so exciting. And then it gets even more exciting. But after that, it gets so scary. And in the end, you ruin your girl group's shot at a recording contract.
What? I'm so excited.
I loved Saved by the Bell. I used to watch it before school, and it's usually with reboots, you never know how it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
This one looks pretty cute.
The trailer didn't look awful.
It does. Yeah, it doesn't.
Did
look
you watch
terrible.
It?
Yeah, I liked the trailer. I liked the whole vibe of it.
Did you see Mario Lopez? Looks like he could still go to Bayside High.
So does
that guy is ageless.
So does Elizabeth Berkley. Jesse Spano is still prime time.
We did an event with Mario Lopez. I'm telling you, it was 15 years ago. We did like a wedding show, and he was the celebrity guest host of our event. And you stand next to him, and you don't want to stand next to him because he is so perfect.
He's so beautiful.
His skin is
flawless. You can't look at him.
Yeah, that guy moisturizes.
Abs.
That guy moisturizes.
His hair, his teeth,
yes.
Even his grip when he shook your hand. You're like, this is why I'm not in Hollywood.
Right. So the show will be on the Peacock streaming service. There's no date for release yet.
I felt like Shrek standing next to him.
You're too pretty. You're bringing me from a 6 to a 5, and I
right,
don't like
I'm just... No, I went from a 6 to a 2. Standing next to Mario Lopez, that guy.
And Dan, this one's just for you. Gordon Ramsay, if you don't know, is a great TikTok follow. He spends most of his time rating other people's cooking videos, which are just top notch.
I could watch him do that forever.
And his most recent victim, his daughter, Holly.
What are you doing, young lady? I'll peel the potatoes. Come on, ready? No, stop it. They're not even mashing because they're not cooked properly. Young lady, you should know better. Shame on you, Holly.
Where is the lamb sauce?
I just just love that he's shaming his daughter on TikTok.
The Wellington is undercooked.
He's unbelievable. He really is.
My girlfriend, did you even taste it?
My girlfriend met him at his restaurant in Las Vegas, and no. She didn't even know who he was.
No.
And I was never so close to breaking up with her in my entire life. She sent me a picture. She's like, I think the guy who owns this place is here. I was like, ah!
You don't get it.
He has so many Michelin stars.
Have you seen the other show that he has where he travels around the world? And they cooks meals in like in small communities or whatever. That's a really good show.
Yeah, he's got like 37 shows. He's a busy dude.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.